will say, only fools love.
It has been nearly 41 years since the passing of Elvis Presley, but the King still draws a crowd. Continuing our look at some of Michigan's quirkiest festivals, we turn to Ypsilanti, where this weekend, July 6th and 7th, the Michigan Elvis Fest happens at Riverside Park. Mary Decker is the director. She's with us now, as is 19-year-old Elvis tribute artist Colin Dexter. Mary, the 19th Elvis Fest, so this is certainly an idea that has stuck. Who started this and why?
Well, it was started actually by the Depoton Association in Ipsy. They were looking for a family-friendly type of venue that they could do. And apparently someone had seen something on CNN. And they were amazed at how many people were watching this, how many people had been there to see this.
An Elvis tribute artist contest?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they were like, I wonder if we could do something like that. And they found a gentleman, and he found another, and on, and that's the way it happened.
So it has grown. So tell us briefly what you have on tap this week. How many tribute artists?
We have 11 tribute artists on Friday and 10 on Saturday. We also have some other entertainers that are not necessarily Elvis. We have one that does Johnny Cash and one that does Tom Jones. We also have a little girl band that sing like what the ladies used to sing back then.
Those 60s groups.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And I know that you have Elvis tribute artists doing the 50s hip-shaking era, the movie era, the 68 comeback era, and the jumpsuit era. This is all very well organized. And Colin Dexter, when did you start doing Elvis? How old were you?
I was 13 years old.
What drew you to Elvis? You are 13 years old.
I started loving Elvis when I was 5 years old. My Nana got me into it. But actually, when I was 10, that was the first time I ever went and watched the Michigan Elvis Festival. And I just kept telling my mom, you know, one day I want to do that so bad. And then just a couple of years later, I was up on the stage with all the other guys that I had been watching years before.
What did it for you about Elvis? So you first heard him when you were 5 years old, and I love that your Nana was the one that kind of introduced you to Elvis. What moves the needle for you about this man?
I don't know. I guess it's different. You know, a lot of teenagers and young adults nowadays, they don't really listen to that type of music anymore. And it's kind of where their music, you know, sort of came from. And I think that music isn't really appreciated too much anymore. And it's just different, and I really like it. So.
And I know, being 19, you can pull off young 1950s Elvis, the hip-shaking era. What kind of work went into creating the King at that era?
You know, I think there was just something he had, it was like a charisma he had that kind of set something off.
And then what did you do, just study and study and study and practice in front of a big mirror?
Yeah, actually, that's what I did. Every night when I came home from school, I would practice. I still practice almost every night, especially for the Elvis Festival. I mean, I practice nonstop to make sure I have all the moves down, I have my songs memorized and everything.
All right, now let's take a little listen to what you do, Colin.
Oh, brother, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. A friend say I'm acting a wise a fuck. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Well, man, you got that down.
Well, thank you.
You really, really do. Mary's really in here rocking away. She's loving this. Mary, I think it's important to note, performers like Colin are not impersonators. They're ETAs, Elvis tribute artists. Mm-hmm. Talk about the difference in terminology.
Yeah, the tribute artists, they don't try to be Elvis. They just are doing tributes to Elvis. The ones that are just impersonators, sometimes they don't even sing. They just try to look like them or something
and
like that.
And lip sync to recordings.
Yeah.
And do we have some other leading ETAs in Michigan?
Yes, we do. We have quite a few in Michigan. They're all over the place, but we do. We have another gentleman from Jackson. His name is Matt King. He's been with us from the very beginning. I think he's missed 1 year is all he's ever missed.
He's won a lot of competitions, hasn't he?
Yes, uh-huh, yeah.
So there is a competitive streak to this.
Oh, there's a lot of them are contests, yes, and that's kind of how they get known in the Elvis world. You know, they do the contests and they win and they move up, and the Ultimate Elvis Contest is the one during Elvis Week, of course. That's like your... If you've made it to that one, you really got to the top.
Is that in Memphis?
That's in Memphis.
All right,
yeah.
So that's the mothership. Yeah. Have you been competing, Colin, and how have you done?
I have competed. The best that I've done, I've gotten second place in Windsor, and I have won People's Choice twice, but I've never gotten first, so I'm still trying my best.
So, Colin, what do kids in school say over the years when they find out that you're doing Elvis, you're going to Elvis competitions?
When I had started doing the Elvis thing, it was, I believe I was just about to go into high school. So I actually used to have short blonde hair, and I had to grow it out. And I actually got teased a lot about it because it just wasn't something that a lot of the kids were used to. And then finally when my hair had grown out and I dyed it, I still got teased for it. But my closest friends thought it was like the coolest thing ever. They had gone through middle school with me loving Elvis, and now that I was actually performing and paying tribute to Elvis, they thought that that was the coolest thing.
Real quick, first of all, Mary, what's your favorite Elvis song?
I have to say mine are the gospel songs, and I don't know that I can pick one, but that probably is my favorite. Yeah.
All right, and Colin, what about yours?
I actually have two favorites. My first favorite is My Baby Left Me. It's from 1956. And then Surrender from 1961.
Very good. And I know mine is Kentucky Rain.
Well,
Mary Decker is the director of Michigan Elvis Fest and Elvis tribute artist Colin Dexter. And you'll get all the details of Michigan Elvis Fest at the stateside page at michiganradio.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.